I was pressed of the Lord yesterday and to go hunting for this book called Unlocking the Mysteries of the Kingdom by Wade Taylor. Now, I've read this book a couple times, and I don't know, maybe three, whatever. The numbers are not important. But I was, let's say, the first couple of times I read this book, it was above my understanding. I would read it, and it was like reading something foreign, if you wish. But the Lord, in chapter 3, he's speaking about the present time of restoration. And he gives a couple of points that might be helpful to you, or at least it was comfortable for me. It says, 40 years after the latter rain visitation of the mid-80s, there was a fresh stirring of the Holy Spirit that came to be known as the charismatic visitation. This time of visitation, which is its beginning, was introduced primarily in the denominational churches centered on an expanded understanding of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That was my experience. That's when I came into the realm. So far, the pastors, teachers, and evangelists and prophets have been restored during the charismatic visitation. The apostles should have been fully restored, but this did not happen, as gradually this time of visitation was rejected by the structured church. The charismatic visitation then moved into independent gatherings of those who were sincerely seeking something further. But again, it came short of its intended purpose of a further baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Instead, the emphasis centered on healing and prophetic words of individuals, and as a result came short of the inner change in lives that is essential for the full restoration of the apostolic. So, John the Baptist spoke of this Holy Spirit fire baptism, which is yet to be fulfilled. Matthew 3:11 says, I indeed baptize you in water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Notice in the following scripture that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, but the tongues of fire remained sitting upon their heads. As this baptism of fire has been reserved until the end of the age. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire. And as it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:1-4. This end time baptism of fire goes beyond the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the accompanying gifts and has a twofold purpose. It will burn away all that hinders. Try that one on for size. Say, it will burn away, all that hinders. The end time visitation of the Lord, and it will reveal the Shekinah glory of the Lord. But Malachi 3 says, who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? for he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. Malachi 3, verse 2 and 3. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. For our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12, 29. Jesus ascended in glory, and as a part of his progressive, and I stress that word, progressive return, or parousia, the restoration of his glory is to be seen upon those who are overcomers and will precede his personal, visible appearing. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, be seen upon you, be seen upon me. Say it. His glory shall be seen upon me. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. We have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we speak in tongues, along with empowering ministries and giftings. But we have yet to come to this baptism of fire, which will purge and purify the individual in preparation for the full restoration of the apostolic. This restored apostolic ministry will have a vital part in the end time visitation of the Lord, in his manifested glory, which will prepare the way for the coming of the millennial kingdom. And there appeared to them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Notice the progression. These tongues, like as of fire, sat upon each of them, and then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. There are two reasons why these tongues of fire are still sitting upon our heads. First, the Lord is waiting for the appointed time, the fullness of time for his end time intervention in the church and in the affairs of the nations. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. He didn't send him a week early. Ephesians 1:10. That is the dispensation of the fullness of time. He might gather together in one all things in Christ. Second, along with our waiting for the fullness of time, there is another hindrance to the full release of this baptism of fire. This experience of the Holy Spirit's fire will purge and purify what's offered to the established structured church during the charismatic visitation, but was rejected. Therefore, the Lord is waiting for the church to invite him to come in. To understand this, we must consider Israel, who had been offered the manifest glory of the Lord, or his Shekinah, but rejected it. You can go to Exodus 19, verse 10 and 11. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day, for the third day of the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Exodus 19, verses 16. And it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of a trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Exodus 20, verse 18 and 19. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, "Speak you with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die." You see the rejection that he went through? Because of the manifest glory, or the tongues of fire, had first been offered to Israel, but was rejected, the Lord required us to invite this visitation of fire to come within. Israel has said, "Let not God speak with us, lest we die." We also must face this same issue, knowing that all that is not of the Lord will be burned out of us. As we die to our self-life. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open faces, beholding as it a glass or mirror, the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. One characteristic of manifested glory is that it reflects, similar to a mirror. In this reflection of manifested glory, we are able to see ourselves as we are. Take a deep breath. Let it go. After Adam's transgressions and the resultant loss of the Shekinah covering, he said that he was naked. He realized what he had done and hid from the presence of the Lord. This also happened to Isaiah. When the heavens opened and he saw the manifested glory of the Lord, instead of hiding from the Lord, Isaiah immediately repented. He had a change of mind. Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In effect, Isaiah is saying, when all that I have depended upon was removed, I finally looked up and saw the Lord. Isaiah 6, verse 2 through 4. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. With two he did fly. And one cried to another, and he said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory." And the post of the door moved at the voice of him who cried, and the house was filled with smoke or glory. In the presence of manifested glory, Isaiah saw himself as he really was and changed his mind. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." That was verse 5. The children of Israel were willing to hear the word of the Lord, but they did not want their inner lives exposed. That's a scary one. The children of Israel were willing to hear through Moses the word of the Lord, but they did not want their inner lives exposed, nor did they desire to change. Because Isaiah desired to change, he received. The people of Israel lost their opportunity. They had seen the ocean being pushed back. They walked across. I mean, there were so many miracles, and yet their unbelief, and I mean, I'm not picking on them. I'm seeing myself. Exodus 19, verse 11. For the third day of the Lord will come down in the sight of all people upon Mount Sinai. The Lord has desired to reveal himself to all people. But this revelation of his visible glory was rejected. Therefore, the Lord withdrew into a 10 by 10 cubicle. The Holy of Holies. Where only the high priest could approach him once a year. Do you see the tabernacle now? Do you see the presence of the Lord inside of that little box? And if anybody tried to enter, they were dead? Notice that this visitation in which the Lord came down, his manifested presence in the sight of the people was in the beginning of the third day, millennial, it came to pass on the third day in the morning. Luke 13:32. And he, Jesus, said to them, go you and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. We are approaching the time when this baptism of fire will again appear. This book I'm trying to find the date. 2007. 13 years ago, the book was written, but now, when I say now, it came so alive to me because we're living in it. Some of the prophetic words that were given over the past few months are all related in this particular book. What am I trying to do? Sell books? I hope not. I am, however, saying to you, God is trying to show you that he's working on you and me to get us perfected. We are approaching the time when this baptism of fire will again appear. Why? Because God is relentless. Amen? Malachi 3. You ready? Verses 1 through 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messengers of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner's and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. This refiner's fire is an end time immersion in manifested Shekinah glory, which will purge and purify lives in preparation for the restoration of the true apostolic authority with creative miracles and consuming and confirming signs. These two areas of spiritual experience, the restored, manifested glory of the Lord being revealed, and the apostolic authority functioning in power with consequences, will be the primary indicator that we are in the time of the closing out of the church age and the establishing of the millennial kingdom. Take a deep breath. Say, Holy Ghost, get through to me.
Get through to me.
Let me see where I am in this.
Let me see where I am.
And what your plan is.
And what your plan is.
Matthew 3:12. Whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Say, ouch. See, the parts of us that get burned up, the parts of the way we think, the way we respond, the way we react, our soul needs to have the awareness of the Holy Spirit so that you don't lose hope. When you're in the middle of a test and the test seems endless, what do? You have to have courage. You have to take the choice. You have to say, okay, my mind is running in the other direction. I don't want this because it's going to be too painful. But by the Holy Spirit's, let's say, gentle repair work that he's doing. See, he's not just burning the chaff. He's also repairing your inner man. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. When the Lord came within the temple of his day, he drove out those who were merchandising of the sacred. This one, Matthew 21, shows you what displeases our Savior. Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said to them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. So also today, for in the new covenant, we are the temple of God. So he's working on me. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Therefore, when Jesus comes within us as this baptism of fire, he will again purge and burn up the chaff that is within his temple, us. As he did in that day, this will result in a true purity of life in which the creative word can be spoken with authority. I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes. Say, therefore, when Jesus came within me,
with this kind of a baptism,
and this kind of fire,
he will again purge
and burn up all the chaff
that is within my temple.
Me.
As he did in that day.
And the result
is a true purity of life
in which the creative word
can be spoken
with authority. Revelations 2, and he that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. This restoration of the manifest glory and the creative word
of the Lord being spoken with authority through all those who have yielded their bodies unconditionally to the Lord and have invited this baptism of fire to come within, will greatly affect the nations in preparation for the millennial kingdom to be established. Micah 4, verses 1 and 2. But in the last days it shall come to pass. Did you get it? In the last
days.
Yeah. That the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow to it, and many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and will walk in his path. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. When he shall come to glorify in his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. You know, I read 4 chapters yesterday. And I was watching as I was digging deeper and saying to the Lord, you know, this whole process that this house of prayer has been in has been very difficult for some more than others. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just saying there's been a price. But Joe's comment earlier, what you go through is not just for you. What you've experienced is not just for you and your house. It's for so many more. His preparation work that he's pressing us to go forward with will challenge us. Because you see, the thought patterns in your mind are going to be, are you going to choose to go forward and die to the old ways? Or are you going to go back to your old pattern, your comfort zone, and what you've done for years? And survive with those that you have submitted to and that you are in slavery to. You say, well, I'm not in slavery. Well, there was a season that I thought that way. I could see the slavery in another individual, but I didn't see the slavery in me. And slowly, a little bit at a time, he began to show me what I had submitted to. And that's when I began to see not only the roots, I might have cut down the tree, but the roots were still operating. And it took that refiner's fire from the Lord to get rid of some of it. And I stress the fact to get rid of some of it. The bottom line that people have a tendency to submit to the lie that it's for them and not for me. I've been doing pretty good on my own. Don't shake the boat. Don't rattle my cage. Get it? But it's no different than the people saying to Moses, come on, you talk to us. You get through to me. But that fire that you just showed me, I don't want any part of it. It's scary as hell. Okay? But they passed up. No different than Adam and Eve. See, Adam and Eve had the fullness, and they rejected it, which was called high treason. The Israelites, after seeing all these miracles, they saw Pharaoh get buried alive. Yes? Mm-hmm. And his whole army. But don't have God talk to me. No way! Then I'll be accountable. I don't want to be accountable. I like my free ride. Moses, you go talk to him. You download a little bit of information because I can't handle it. I'm so precious the way I am. Well, you're laughing, but it's the truth, isn't it?
Yes.
You can see yourself dancing in front of a mirror saying, ah, what a happy day.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Because you just had a spiritual high. And I'm saying the spiritual highest point is in the midst of the fire.
Amen.
When you see the fruit of that fire, which has burned out the old, and you say, well, you know what? I got rejected twice in the same day, and I'm still here, and I'm not shaking out of my tree.
Amen.
I'm not an emotional wreck like I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quoting you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want more?
Yeah.
It's up to you. See, but most people don't want any more. They're doing exactly the same thing that what the father had to put up with when Moses had everything in front of them. Get prepared. He warned them. And they still chose self. Eve is tempted. Does she understand what that snake is really saying? I think she has a clue, but the one that really knew was Adam. Mm. He knew that if he made that decision, self was going to be lifted up. And he would no longer have to listen to the Lord every night. See, he had a relationship with the Lord. He had a very deep understanding of his Father. And he radiated his glory. And I can remember, this is many years now, the Lord said to me, do you want to see a picture of your future? And I mean, that's tempting. Yeah, I do. And I even said to the Lord, you know, what was I like with you in the heavens? Did you ever get nosy like that? You're laughing.
No, I never, that question never crossed my mind.
You're not as nosy as me.
No. But you're certainly awakening it.
Good. Let's close your eyes for a moment. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Pastor's way nosier than me. But he's got answers I haven't got.
He's got the answers I haven't got.
And I'm asking now.
Get me to be real
nosy. I want to know.
I want to know.
What I looked like.
When I was with you.
And I was then released.
Into this mess
called Earth.
When you released me,
you said if I was nosy,
you
would show me anything I wanted to know.
The thing I want to know
is that Jesus knew. What he was like with the Father in perfect harmony. And when he went to the cross, he says, I want to come back to you with the glory I had before I came into this realm.
That prayer
can come out of my heart.
Am I ready?
To go through whatever burning
fire
that you want to put me through,
so that
I can be perfected
and be restored
to the fullness of who I am in Christ.
To the fullness of who I am in Christ.
When I was with you.
When I was with you.
Before the creation.
Before the creation.
Of this earth suit.
Of this earth suit.
Help me and help my unbelief.
Help me and help my unbelief.
I want to be. Everything.
Everything.
That I was ever designed to be.
And then to be restored
to the fullness of the glory
that I had with you
in the beginning.
In the